Online.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Residents in northern Durban say they are living in constant fear after a series of murders in their community. In Intezuma, the bodies of three men were discovered yesterday. They had been shot near a tavern. And on Friday, five men were hacked to death in the Bambai area of Inanda. The motive behind both killings is unknown at this stage. Thando Mhlongo from Inanda says there's been a surge of violence in the area.
What happened in Bambai was tragic, you know, and it was close to home. And quite recently, we're hearing about these incidents that have been happening around Inanda. We've also learned about the recent incident of the young lady that was murdered in Amawodi as well, all happening in Inanda.
Nokwanda Mkwanazi from Intezuma says police visibility in the area could have prevented the incident.
As community members, we call for police visibility in the area because we don't feel safe anymore. Nowadays, we are even afraid to ride taxis because you don't know what might happen to you or the family that you have left at home.
And in news making headlines across the world, the long-awaited ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war has been delayed after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said at the last minute that it would not take effect until the Palestinian militant group provides a list of the hostages to be released. A halt in fighting in the 15-month war was supposed to begin half an hour ago. Sky's Middle East correspondent Ali Bunkel is in Tel Aviv.
Hamas has not delivered the names of the first three hostages that were due to be released today. We expected around about 4:30 this afternoon. Now, under the terms of the deal, Hamas are obliged to provide the names at least 24 hours before their release. So they should have provided those names at some point yesterday afternoon. Those names have not been provided, and Netanyahu has said quite simply, until we get those names, the deal, the ceasefire, will not start as it was supposed to do.
Hamas says the delay in providing the list at this stage is due to technical reasons. A total of 33 hostages taken by Hamas in Israel are due to be returned during the initial 42-day truce. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails will also be released. And in the U.S., Donald Trump celebrated his return to the White House with a fireworks display. Trump, his wife Melania, and family earlier landed in Washington ahead of his inauguration tomorrow. His swearing-in has been moved indoors because of the cold weather.
Let us all thank Donald J. Trump, the 47th President of the United States!
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour. Residents in northern Durban say they are living in constant fear after a series of murders in their community. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.